Mariel of Redwall, Disc 4.
Chapter 13. A stiff southerly breeze had sprung up, chasing the mist before it. The Dark Queen, under full sail, dipped ahead as she cut the night sea. Bow waves scudded spray to fleck her wake. Ragged clouds swirled overhead, with no moon to light them on their way. Timbers creaked and ropes hummed as the burgeoning canvas pulled the sleek craft across the main. Grey Patch knew it was dangerous to sail the Dark Queen in any northerly direction, but northeast was better than northwest, and he was a bit more familiar with the coastline in the northeast area. It was still some time until dawn.
Keep her heading to the shoal, Fishgill!
Grey Patch called to his steers rat.
Dead Glim, sound the walls of the reefs as you go. Frink, stay up that topmast and keep your eyes peeled north and westward. Any sign of a sail, give me a shout. I'm going below to look at the charts. Stay on duty now. Any beast I catch napping will be dead afore he wakes up.
The charts in Saltar's former cabin were few and sketchy. Sea rats were notorious for sailing by instinct and rule of paw. Grey Patch found a scrap of parchment and began drawing his own map of the coast from memory.
If I recall right, the Badger's Mountain is further southward. Then there's the sea marshes, and I remember some outlying cliffs bounding them to the north. Them dunes is next, and the Toadlands. I reckon we're a full night sailing with the wind behind us. Got it! I knew me old brain wasn't rusting. Somewheres up this coast is a river that runs into the sea. Aye, it comes out of the forest lands and across the shore. All's we do is keep a lookout for the trees are growing inland to the starboard side. I know the river somewheres there. I can feel it in me bones.
Daybreak found the Dark Queen still beating north up the coast. The morning was heavy, with rolling sea mist promising to clear into hot sunshine. Promises were not much good to the captain of Dark Queen, however. With Frink peering to port and Fishgill to starboard, it turned into a guessing game as to what would show first, the trees to landward or the enemy to seaward. Grey Patch paced the deck anxiously. A grizzled sea rat called Kaibo came scurrying up with bad news.
Just been checking provisions, Captain. Not but a few breaktooth biscuits left, and we're out of fresh water.
Grey Patch slammed the rail with his claw.
Stow the gab, Kaibo. There'll be fresh water and victuals aplenty where we're bound. Somewheres along this coast there's...
Land ho!
Grey Patch dashed to the starboard rail.
Where away, Fishgill?
Straight as you look, Kitten. The mists are clearing. I can see the trees growing green and handsome atop some dunes inland.
Grey Patch clapped Kaibo on the back and winked with his good eye.
See, I told you, matey. Ho-ho! Let's see if they can find us now. Fishgill, Dead Glim, keep your eyes skinned for a river running out of those trees across the shore. Ahoy there, Frink. Any sign of Gabool or his ships on your side?
Here we sail, Captain. The mist lifting, and all I see is a bright day and some seabirds.
The news cheered Grey Patch immensely. Helm down, the Dark Queen raced along the shoreline as a stiffening breeze sprang up from the south. Grey Patch called all claws on deck where they could watch for the river. It was early noontide before the river was sighted, flowing through a deep defile in the dunes and bubbling out to meet the sea. The strain and tension was showing in Grey Patch's face. Though his search had been rewarded, he knew precious time had been wasted. Gabool's ships would not be meandering about at half sail. They would be hunting at full speed and bound to turn up sooner than later. Moreover, conditions for navigating the river were not favourable. It was ebb tide. Grey Patch would have liked to approach the river at high water, sailing his ship straight into the forest. He cursed aloud, knowing the decision he was making would leave them totally vulnerable to attack. Dropping anchor bow onto the river, he addressed the Dark Queen's crew.
Hark to me, lads. There'll be no flood tide until late tonight, so here's the plan. We're going to haul the ship through that river, which runs across the shore and into the forest lands. Once we're among the trees, we're safe. No one will find us up there. It's a snug berth, lots of fresh water, fruits and good meat to be had. Trust old Greypatch, me lucky buckos.
Tell that to the frogs, Greypatch. We'll never drag Dark Queen over that long shore. Any rat with half an eye can see that river's too shallow.
Greypatch's good eye glared down at the objector, a burly sea rat.
Stow that kind of talk, Big Fang. Either we haul her up into the trees, or we sit here like ducks at a wedding, waiting for the tide tonight, and get ourselves caught by Gabool's ships. Now, which is it?
Big Fang and the Sea Rat crew grumbled and muttered, but there was no real objection to Greypatch's plan, which they knew was their only hope.